Hey guys, welcome to Soft Scotch Podcast. I'm your host Sanju, and in this podcast, we are going to talk about the new customer path by Philip Kotler from the Perk Marketing 4.0. Now, before we get into the new customer path, we need to understand what is a customer path. Well, a customer path refers to the path or stages or touch points that a customer touches or passes through in order to reach an end goal. Now, here the end goal could be a purchase or post-purchase services or anything that you might consider as an end goal. It doesn't really have to be a purchase alone. Now, the new customer path is similar to the IDAR model, that is awareness, interest, desire, act, and retention. But the problem with this model is that it doesn't give importance to connectivity and it is not flexible enough to adapt and adjust to the needs of the customers. Whereas the new model, it gives importance to connectivity and also it considers all the external factors that might influence the purchase decision of the customer. Now, by external factors, I mean social media communities, influencers, friends and family, loyal customers advocating the product, and all the other factors that might influence the purchase decision of a customer. Now, the new model is created around 5 A's, that is awareness, appeal, ask, act, and advocacy. So let's quickly dive into each one of them. The first stage in the new customer path is awareness. Now, this is the gateway to the customer path. Here, the potential customers are exposed to a brand through word of mouth, advertising, social media, and every other medium that lets the customer know about the existence of a brand. Whereas the brands in this stage focus on creating a short-term memory that will help the customers to recall or recognize the brand if they do come across one. The next stage in the new customer path is appeal. Now here, the potential customers move from the stage of being aware of the product to the stage of wanting to know more about the product. And here, the brands in this stage focus on amplifying the short-term memories which were created during the first stage. And they also focus to make the brand more appealing by making it interesting or by creating a wow factor that will help the brand to provoke or encourage curiosity. The next stage in the new customer path is ask. After learning about the product, now the curious customer at this stage will seek out to gather more information and opinion about the product. The customer might approach his friends, family, colleagues, or anybody who might have an idea about the product. They might also check online reviews, social media channels, forums, and any other platforms for more info on the product or service. They might also directly approach the brand through offline or online mediums, seeking more information on the product or service. So basically, in this stage, the customer will gather as much information as he can in order to make his final decision. Whereas the brands under this stage will help the customer through online and offline strategies to provide the information to the customer which he seeks in order to make his final decision. And the brands will also focus to establish their presence on all platforms the customer might visit seeking out help, and they will also try to convince the customer to act. The next stage in the new customer path is act. In this stage, the customer is convinced with the gathered information and will decide to act. Here, act refers to making a purchase. Whereas the brands in this stage will make sure that the process will not end with just a purchase and will try to establish a relationship with the customer by creating a positive and memorable experience for the customer. The final stage in the new customer path is advocacy. In this stage, the customer would have built loyalty to the brand because of the positive and memorable experience he had. This will result in retention, repurchase, and finally advocacy for the brand. And the customers in this stage will turn into brand evangelists and will recommend the brand on all possible scenarios. Whereas the brands in this stage will continue to hold a strong relationship with the customers or the evangelists, and they will try to retain the quality of their service or product and focus on providing a better experience on every purchase. So those were the 5 A's of the new customer path. Now, it is very important to understand that it is not necessary for the customer to walk through all the stages in order to reach the end goal. Now, a customer can be at any stage of a customer path. So let's quickly have a look at some of the instances where, you know, a customer can skip certain stages in order to reach the end goal. In the first instance, let's consider a customer is on the aware stage, but the customer might not be interested to learn about the product. So the customer will skip the appeal stage and directly move from ask stage to the act stage because of the recommendation of his friends and family. In the second instance, a customer might move from the awareness stage to appeal stage and directly to the act stage, skipping the ask stage just because he was convinced to act from the first two stages alone. In the third instance, we might have a customer who is advocating the brand but not be a buyer of the brand. Now, this customer might be promoting the brand or advocating the brand just because they might admire the brand or perhaps impressed by the brand. And that's it for this podcast, guys. Hope you guys found this podcast interesting and informative. If you did, then please do subscribe to our podcast email alerts so that you get notified every time we upload one. And yeah, I'll catch you guys in the next podcast. See ya.